John, the forerunner of the Messiah, was in the wilderness by the Jordan River, baptizing those who heard his message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Those who came to John did so because they recognized their own sin and desired proof of repentance and the mercy of God. Jesus traveled into the wilderness for the express purpose of being baptized by John. St. Matthew recorded, "John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented." Did John have a point? John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, for conversion from unbelief to faith in light of the coming kingdom of heaven. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, had no need to repent, no need of conversion from unbelief to faith, no need of restoration into the fellowship of the church. John himself confessed his own sinfulness. "I need to be baptized by you." How could a sinner baptize the one who knew no sin? He was unworthy, unqualified, and would be performing a disservice to Jesus if human reason had anything to say. "Do you come to me?" Yet Jesus did, in full knowledge of his sinless state, come to John for this express purpose. Jesus came to be anointed as king and prophet and priestly victim, as foretold by the Magi and their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. May our Lord bless us with his grace to use our sinful hands in his service. Amen.